The journey of the soul.
We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.
We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to our series The Journey of the Soul. We have entered into our 13th episode. We have been talking about so many different things. If you have been with us from the start, you would have learned so much. You would have gone through this journey of the soul. We're going to talk today, inshallah, about Imam Mahdi. The arrival of Imam Mahdi, subhanallah. Who is Imam Mahdi? Imam Mahdi, his real name is Muhammad bin Abdullah. Actually has similarity with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name was Muhammad. His father was called Abdullah. His character will resemble that of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His character would be noble. His character will be full of dignity and honor. His character will be respectable. He will be amongst those people who are classed as those who have the best of character. He will have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will follow the prophetic way, subhanallah. So just to clarify, you know, in recent times, we have seen many people who maybe have failed in school, failed in college, failed in university, failed at work, failed at home. They failed in all aspects of life. In their emptiness, in their loneliness, shaitan has whispered into their mind something very diabolical. What I mean by that, you have many people who claim to be the Mahdi. Yet they do not possess any one of the characters or the attributes or the signs of the Mahdi. Many people define themselves as being the Mahdi, but they are not named Muhammad bin Abdullah. Neither are they from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the signs of Imam al-Mahdi are what are mentioned in the hadith. He will rule for around 7 to 9 years. So some hadith mentioned 7 years. Some mention 9 years, so he will rule for around 7 to 9 years. He will be born in Madinatul Munawwara. He will be born in Madinatul Munawwara, so he will be an Arab. Imam Mahdi will be an Arab. Look how specific these signs are of Imam Mahdi. Any, you got these signs in front of you, we could tell, right? We could analyze the individual and we can tell that this is or this isn't the Imam Mahdi. But moreover, when Imam Mahdi comes, who we all await for, it will be well known that he's here. It will be well known. There won't be confusion when he arrives. When Imam Mahdi comes, there will be no confusion. It will be concrete. No one will stand there and say, we don't know if it's him for certain X, Y, Z. It will be clear that it's him. Subhanallah. It will be clear. Now he is directly from the lineage of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani he will be an authentic Sayyid. He will be an authentic, he will be an actual Sayyid. He will have the same blood, yani in his veins as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He'll have the same biological lineage as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will appear when God is denounced in public. Now, when you go anywhere, if your media, social media, in the film industry, different types of understandings of life and religion, and one of the main ones is atheism. Atheism is a direct rejection of God, where you stop believing in the one God that's the ultimate and the almighty, the all-powerful, who is hearing, who is seeing, who is alive. He has power over everything. He is wajibul wujud. These are the attributes of God. So you'll have a group of people who reject the ultimate almighty God, but they put their faith in other such or so-called gods. They believe that, okay, God didn't make the universe, but these elements coming together, colliding together, caused the universe to happen. So they will put their faith in probability and chance rather than ultimate understanding and intellect. They put their faith into numbers and statistics. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate. He created all these sciences. He created all these understandings. He created the brain that we use to understand something. Subhanallah. So when religion and God and specifically Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is denounced and rejected in open public, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect Muslims all over and keep them safeguarded. As a Muslim, one should continue showing good character, good morals. He should continue following the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A woman should continue following the path, the sunnah of Hazrat Khadija, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, Hazrat Fatima. He should continue following their manner, their noble manner, their honorable manner. They should continue veiling themselves. Brothers should continue following the prophetic manner, a thick beard, cover their bodies, smiling, always smiling. If someone says something to you, reply to them with positive comments appropriately. We should continue showing our good character, treating our neighbors well, giving gifts to people. They don't have to be big gifts. Giving charity, looking after the homeless, looking after the refugees, looking after the orphans. This is the true color of Islam, and we should bring the colors of Islam to the surface of our skin. And this will show the people around us, the society around us, what the true meaning of being a Muslim is. That's a small piece of advice, but it holds a lot of weight. What will be his missions? What will be his goals? His main goal will be to restore justice and peace in the lands. That's his main mission. To restore justice and peace in the land. He will restore justice and peace in Rome and Constantinople, yani Istanbul. So this shows that maybe in a future time there will be some sort of chaos in Istanbul, some sort of problems in Rome, where he will then go and unite the believers there. He will give them hope. He will give them such suggestions that peace is established. He will restore justice and peace inside of Masjid al-Aqsa. He will give so much wealth. He will distribute so much wealth in the land that poverty is a thing of the past. Yani, when he comes into the world and he appears and he restores justice and peace in the world, there will be so much money circulating amongst the public that when you think of being poor was like a thing of the past. Being poor reminds you of those times when you had to go inside a well, right, to take water out. Being poor reminds you of that time when you had to light a fire to cook your food. It was a medieval thing, a thing of the history. That's how much money he will make circulate around in society, subhanAllah. And because of him, there will be so much blessings in the land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may he show us that time of peace. May he restore justice in the land. May he allow us to see justice and success and the absence of poverty and oppression in his land. Ameen bijahin nabir. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The journey of the soul. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.